Up and down the people go, gazing where the lilies blow. Round an island there below, the island of Shalott. Willows white and aspens quiver, little breezes dusk and shiver through the wave that runs forever by the overlook a space of flowers and the silent isle embows the Lady of Shalott. Only reapers reaping early in amongst the bearded barley hear a song that echoes cheerily from a river winding clearly flowing down to Camelot. And by the moon the reapers weary piling sheaves in our blackened sari, listening whispers, 'tis the fairy, the Lady of Shalott. There she weaves both night and day magic web with colors gay. She has heard a whisper say, a curse is on her if she stay to look down to Camelot. She knows not what the curse may be, and so she weaves steadily. Magic sights, for often through the silent nights, a funeral with plumes and with lights, the music went to Camelot. And when the moon was overhead, came two young lovers lately wed, and half sick of shadows, she said, the Lady of Shalott.
Between the bodiless sheaves, the sun came dazzling through the leaves and flamed upon the brazen leaves of bowls of Lancelot. A red cross knight forever kneeled to a lady in his shield and sparkled on the yellow field beside remote Shalott. Clear brow in sunlight glowed, on burnished hooves as war a horse trod. From underneath his helmet flowed his coal black curls, sun he rode as he rode down to Camelot. And from the bank and from the river he flashed into the crystal mirror, Tirralira by the blood stream in his bangs, complaining heavily the low sky raining over towered Camelot. And down she came and found a boat beneath a willow left afloat, and round about the prow she wrote the Lady of Shalott. And in the river's dim expanse, like some bold Sirena trance, seeing all his own mistrance, with a glassy countenance, she looked to Camelot. And at the closing of the day, she loosed the chain, down she lay, the broad stream for a furrow.